A reading from Mark 4:14-15. The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them.
So we need to remind people that yesterday Jesus said he would explain the parable. So that's exactly what he's done. So we should, and Jesus said the farmer sows the word. I mean, we just need to remember that. But it's kind of interesting what he's doing here, because he's doing some really interesting links. The seed, which he uses in the parable, suddenly becomes something else. It becomes the word. And so that he's made a link that takes him into, which you probably would call it theology, which is, it's the word. I mean, so at the beginning of the Gospel of John, it says, in the beginning, God, how does that go?
In the beginning was the word, the word was with God,
God, and the word was God. God. He was with God in the beginning. So suddenly, oh, wow, he's linking this to the word, to God himself.
Yeah. The key phrase here in the beginning is the farmer sows the word. So Jesus is going to tell us basically the main point of this parable now is what happens to the seed or the word of God. What's going to be the outcome? And he's going to in three pictures, tell us three things that rob the seed from bearing fruit. And the very first one is he says, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Basically, the seed never takes form. It never germinates because it sits on a path. It sits on this ground that it can't penetrate. And so we're immediately seeing one of the major tasks of Satan in this world is to keep us in darkness, to not have God's word penetrate to us. Because if God's word penetrates to our heart and begins bringing change, we will be reunited with God and his purpose. And Satan is a deceiver and a liar and a murderer, and his whole plan as a fallen angel is to try to make God inaccessible to us.
But the other thing to keep in mind is the word is always falling. It's always falling. So the path is interesting, because Jesus in other places talks about the wide road versus the narrow road.
Right.
But also here, I like what you said in terms of the seed remains exposed and vulnerable. And also the path would suggest that there may be other things that the person is intent on and just misses the word, or it doesn't have time to grow in him.
Well, this is where we got to get back to the picture of Jesus, is that the person, the farmer, goes out to the edge of his field and he's casting the seed, he's tossing it out. And there would have been a path that marked the edge of his field where people walked regularly into town or wherever they were going, and some of the seed lands there. And the farmer's not expecting that the seed's going to grow there. That ground is not susceptible to the seed. So Jesus is now giving us a little bit of a hint. In this parable, it's what happens to the word of God, but it's going to be the quality of the soil in which it lands. And he's going to talk to us now about different types of soils and where the seed lands.
What you said just reminded me of something that I believe you said in a sermon a while ago, which in terms of God's love, you talked about his extravagance. His love just is overwhelmingly large, and I thought of extravagance when I thought of the sower. They're throwing the seeds everywhere, and he's almost not paying attention to where it will land, knowing that some of it will land on that path and some of it will be picked up and taken by Satan. But he's so extravagant that it's not just there. It can land in other places as well.